Patty, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. I received the email several days ago about the so-called Frankenfish, the genetically engineered salmon. There seems to be an uproar about this. People are wondering if the salmon are safe, if it's good to eat. A lot of folks have challenges with it because they've been genetically engineered. And talking with you, I know, will help us figure this out. Good morning to you.
Thanks.
Well, tell me about genetically engineered salmon.
So what we're looking at here is there's a company that has figured out a way to change the DNA of salmon so that they grow faster. They're giving it genes from a different type of fish, actually from an eel. They're putting that in the DNA of the salmon, and then supposedly it's going to grow twice as fast. And so earlier this week, the Food and Drug Administration had some public meetings about this salmon and about whether they should approve it for sale. And so there's a lot of controversy about it because the process that the FDA is using isn't very good. We don't think they're letting the company do all the studies. They're not doing any independent analysis of it. And there's a lot of concerns about what do we really know about eating this fish, the nutrition, you know, what do we know about allergies and things like that. And we're also really concerned about what this means for the environment. If these fish were raised in a big fish farm and they get out, what does that mean for wild salmon who have, you know, enough problems without competing with these things?
So the so-called Frankenfish, if you will, I've seen photos of this, Patty, and it's twice the size of a regular salmon.
Yeah, so the you know, we're dependent on the company to explain what's happening here because they're kind of running the process, but they say it will reach the weight where you take it to market in half the time as a normal salmon that they would use on a salmon farm. And so there's just a lot of concerns about what that means. The reason it's growing so much faster is that it has higher levels of growth hormones. And so that's one of the things we want to see more studies on, what happens to the people eating those salmon if they've got increased levels of hormones. And so we went to all those hearings earlier this week, and there was an advisory committee to the FDA that was looking at all the documents the company had sent in, and they had a lot of concerns that the data was really thin. You know, they hadn't done many studies, that the studies didn't have that many fish in them, and they asked a lot of good questions about why don't we have more data, why can't you tell us more definitively what's going on here with hormones and things like that, and we need to see what the FDA does with that recommendation.
So now we just have to wait for them to make that choice, and you're hoping that some studies are done on this to see what the effects would be on people who ingest this.
Right, and so we think that we also have to let the FDA know what the public thinks. I mean, we're the ones that are going to have to eat it. So, you know, we have stuff on our website that people can do if they want to let the FDA know they have this concern or that concern. You know, and we're talking to folks in Congress and other places trying to make sure that the FDA hears from people that they need to do a better job evaluating this. And then the other controversy in the yet another day of hearings was about what if they had put this on the market, would they require a label? And that's not clear. The past decisions by this agency on these kinds of foods, they haven't required a label. So consumers don't know that other foods are genetically engineered. And that really, we think that's just the worst position that they could take.
And Patty, before I let you go, are there currently genetically engineered foods on the market that we're eating now?
Right, there are. So most of them are plant crops. So at this point, most of the corn, most of the soybeans in the United States are genetically engineered, and so, but people don't know that because there's no requirement that the food be labeled. They're also genetically engineering things like canola, which is used to make oil, and cotton. This would be the first genetically engineered animal to go into the food supply. So that's yet another level of, you know, concerns when you're talking about food animals. So it is a big precedent.
Are they safe?
We don't think that they are. We don't think that they're the same. And we think they need to do a lot more long-term studies. But at a minimum, they should at least let people know so they can decide for themselves. And so far, they haven't.
All right. Thanks so much, Patty. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.